Types of materials handling systems. Materials handling equipment can be classified as manual or mechanized, automated slash robotic, fully automated, and sortation systems. While all of these methods are used to minimize labor costs, manual and mechanized systems are those systems that still require a significant amount of labor to operate. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines warehouse automation as the utilization of mechanical or electronic devices to complete tasks related to storing, retrieving, and moving inventory as a substitute for labor resources, used for cost savings, added security, and to keep human workers out of sensitive environments. Automated slash robotic systems maximize throughput and use far less labor. Some automated systems are sometimes called semi-automated to refer to a combination of mechanized and automated solutions in a system. Other automated systems are fully automated and use even less labor, such as only at the input and output stages. Sortation systems use a combination of many of these technologies, from mechanized rollers on conveyors to automated and robotic systems. When considering partially or fully automating a warehouse process, the goal should be to improve overall throughput. Taking picking as an example, in addition to reducing travel times, improving throughput also needs to consider whether there is congestion at the pick face and how a process change or automation might relieve this if it is a bottleneck. Prior to investing in robotic systems, Richards recommends first analyzing the picking and slotting processes at the organization, such as by ensuring goods are slotted in the warehouse using the results of ABC analysis, order profiling, pick route planning, and so on. Then the technology solutions can be brought in to further optimize a well-thought-out process. For example, automation does not solve every problem. Manual and mechanized systems. Manual handling equipment includes dollies and platform trucks, wheeled platforms. They may utilize leverage or wheels. Mechanized systems are those systems that provide a power boost or semi-automate parts of a warehouse process, but that still require some degree of manual labor and control. Labor is therefore still a significant percentage of the total cost of manual and mechanized systems. Other costs include their capital cost, purchase and installation, maintenance cost, and training costs. Operators may need to be certified in the given equipment. Standardizing mechanized systems will reduce maintenance and training costs. The need for high velocity and throughput and the desire to avoid increasing labor expenses is driving more demand than ever for mechanized materials handling equipment. Conveyors are discussed elsewhere, but these often contain mechanized components, automated slash robotic systems. Automated and robotic systems include industrial robots, automated guided vehicles, AGVs, autonomous mobile robots, AMRs, unmanned autonomous vehicles, UAVs, and unmanned vehicles, UVs slash drones. Sortation systems also use automation slash robotics to help reroute items. Robotics have high capital costs or must be justified over competing mechanized or manual solutions. Robotics are often justified when a mechanized or manual solution is impractical for reasons that include the following. Repetitive tasks can often be cost-effectively done by robots, such as pallet layering. In particular, repetitive tasks that require both horizontal and vertical movements in multiple directions make a strong use case for robots. Space limits. Robotic solutions may occupy less floor space. Labor limits. Labor shortages in high-cost labor areas may justify robotics, but new high-skilled labor will be needed to maintain robotics. High throughput needed. The acceptable order to delivery cycle time is shorter than a manual or mechanized solution would provide. High and predictable transaction volume. The robotics can be justified on a per-unit basis due to predictably high transaction volumes. Harsh environment. Cold storage areas or other harsh environments for persons may justify the robotic expense. Important types of automated or robotic systems include industrial robots are machines that can be programmed to perform a repetitive task without any driver or operator intervention. Robots include fixed position industrial robots and robots that are capable of vertical and horizontal movements on tracks. The automated guided vehicle system, AGVS, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a transportation network that automatically routes one or more material handling devices, such as carts or pallet trucks, and positions them at predetermined destinations without operator intervention. The automated guided vehicle is a battery-powered and computer-controlled robot. It receives its orders from the warehouse management system via the warehouse control system, and it is guided by signals in its environment. These signals can be electrical or electromagnetic pulses from electrical wires or magnets embedded in the warehouse floor, or they can be visual, lines painted on the floor. Some AGVs are laser-guided. AGVs don't create bottlenecks, but they may require an obstruction-free zone that is specially designed for their use. The vehicles can vary to meet different needs. While they all incorporate some platform to carry products, some can raise their loads, some are tugs that pull multiple pallet loads, and some are equipped with forks. AGV forklift trucks, 6-meter lift and 13-meter high stack varieties exist, may be justified in a facility with high operating costs, multiple shifts, long repetitive movements, standard pallet sizes, and a need to reduce damage rates. Some still have a cockpit for a driver so they can be used more flexibly. Exhibit 4-48 shows an AGV for a part-to-picker system. Exhibit 4-48, part-to-picker AGV. Source, www.ec-automation.com. Used with permission. AGVs are often equipped with sensors that detect obstacles and stop or redirect the vehicle. Autonomous mobile robots, AMRs, are much like automated guided vehicles, AGVs, except that they do not require external grids, wires, magnets, lasers, or other infrastructure to enable their movements to the correct locations. They may look much like AGVs and perform the same functions. They use a combination of programming and active sensors, for example, LiDAR, to guide their movements safely and may feature some form of artificial intelligence or machine learning to learn new processes. AMRs can be used for pick-or-depart operations, where the AMR serves as the carrier of totes for picking. The advantages include that the AMR can operate over a larger range than an AGV, and since it guides the picker around to the next location, this helps workers stay on task and minimize steps. It also reduces new worker training expenses. AMRs can also be used for part-to-picker operations, such as the driverless forklift shown in Exhibit 4-49. Driverless forklifts can improve the ratio of labor per unit of transfer, such as for movements of low-value goods. AMRs can also be used for part-to-picker solutions, moving shelves. Exhibit 4-49, driverless forklift, AMR. Unmanned autonomous vehicles, UAVs, are like AMRs but are vehicles such as an unmanned delivery truck. Exhibit 4-50 shows an example of a UAV used in a container shipping yard. Exhibit 4-51 shows a UAV used for package delivery. Exhibit 4-50, UAV used for container movements at a port. Exhibit 4-51, UAV for package delivery. Unmanned vehicles, UVs, or drones are mobile vehicles that require a pilot to remotely control them. See Exhibit 4-52. Drones that can fly are finding a purpose in warehouse management for inventory auditing. When equipped with RFID scanners, operators can direct them to audit and validate inventory in real time throughout a warehouse. Data uploaded through a cloud-based application in turn updates the WMS or inventory management system. Exhibit 4-52. Drones used for remote auditing. The warehouse robotics market is growing at over a 14% compound annual growth rate, according to 2020 research cited in Richards, Warehouse Management. A 2024 article by Perry in Reuters Events cites research pointing toward even higher projected growth rates for this market. The article notes that this market had 261 times more cumulative funding in 2022 than in 2015. While AGVs still outpace AMR sales due to their simplicity, technology such as LiDAR sensors are helping improve adoption of AMRs. Fully automated systems, including AS/RS systems. Fully automated warehouse systems are sometimes called automated systems for the centralized management of operations. These systems may use both automation equipment and various types of autonomous robots as needed to optimize overall logistics operations at the facility. Such systems can reduce labor costs significantly, including for supervision, improve space utilization, sometimes dramatically, enable denser storage, This is especially good for cold storage energy efficiency. Provide consistent and high throughput. Improve accuracy, control, and visibility, for example, pallet tracking. Ensure first expiry, first out, or other rules are followed, and enable 24/7 operation. There may be other needs that drive their use. It may be safer to handle certain products with automated equipment rather than manually. It may also be easier to restrict access for less pilferage. Warehouse workers will accomplish more in less time, and they can stay out of certain environments or avoid certain manual tasks, which will increase health and safety. Automated warehouses have high construction and equipment costs, but probably much lower labor costs, to the degree that these facilities are often called lights-out facilities. Note that once an automated warehouse is set up, the facility may have limited flexibility to receive and handle new items that have different characteristics than the items that the system was designed to handle. For example, a small size or weight difference may cause a product to be outside of the operating parameters of the system. While mechanized and semi-automated systems benefit from information system interfaces with automated systems, robust interfaces are a must. Often a disadvantage of these systems is that they rely on proprietary information systems for their operation. Make sure these systems will be able to automatically converse with the WMS, which may require upgrading the WMS. A good example of an automated system is an automated fulfillment operation that requires storage. This operation requires a solution that features automation at several stages. Receiving. An extendable conveyor belt is used to place cartons directly from the vehicle payload into the internal transportation network. While checking receiving for accuracy, barcode or RFID labels are applied to enable further automation. Transportation. A conveyor system performs almost all goods movements, while AGVs, UAVs, or AMRs are used to augment transportation automation. Sortation. Barcode/RFID readers create automated routing of packages to their appropriate loading line. Dispatch. Conveyors reach directly to the loading bays so that the proper mix of product is loaded on each trailer. A key component of a fully automated warehouse is an automated storage and retrieval system, AS/RS, automated storage and retrieval systems, AS/RS. Warehouses designed around automated storage and retrieval systems, AS/RS, are typically very high, about 150 feet, 45 meters. The entire operation is controlled by computer. In AS/RS systems that feature fixed shelving, aisles are very narrow, about 5 feet, 1.5 meters. They may be composed of single or double deep rows separated by very narrow aisles in a high-rise racking system to achieve the goal of maximum storage density per cubic foot or meter. A computer-controlled crane moves on rails up and down the aisle, putting away and pulling out pallets or other unit loads such as bins. Unit loads are fed into the systems by conveyors. They can perform automated unit load formation and can retrieve specific unit loads on demand. An example of an AS/RS that omits a racking system entirely is a 3D shuttle-based system, which uses a gantry robot on the ceiling to receive and deposit stackable totes in an open floor space. Some AS/RS systems include grid-based systems that also store stackable totes, but places them into a grid that resembles storage racking, but without the flooring so that the totes fit into the grid slots and stack on each other. For example, an AutoStore warehouse is a popular AS/RS system that uses a modular Q-grid design, bins, robots, and ports. Its software is designed to optimize robot movements. Exhibit 4-53 shows a conceptualized image of an AS/RS. Exhibit 4-53, high-level concept of an automated storage and retrieval system, AS/RS, source, Westphalia Technologies, Incorporated, www.westphaliaos-a.com. Use with permission. AS/RS systems can be unit load systems or miniload systems. In a unit load system, an automated guided vehicle or crane works aisles in a fixed rack storage system horizontally and vertically. A pallet is retrieved and conveyed back to the shipping area. A miniload is a smaller version for picking inches. At a workstation, the picker enters the desired items on a keyboard. A device moves up slash down and across shelves, extracting the correct items and delivering them to the picker. The picker removes the correct number of items and sorts them into bins corresponding to orders. The picker may be filling multiple bins/orders at the same time. When the order is finished, the picker places that bin on another conveyor. Exhibit 4-54 illustrates a miniload system. Exhibit 4-54, miniload system. Source: A. Sue Thomas Filippi, TGW Mechanics Gumba Wells, Austria, 1 CCBYSA 3.0, https://commons.wikimedia.org/wu/index.f?curit=5132691. Beeb, Bastion Solutions, LLC, www.bastionsolutions.com/case-studies/food-beverage/pepsi-cola-central-virginia. Both images used with permission. Sortation systems, including conveyors. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines sorting as the function of physically separating a homogeneous subgroup from a heterogeneous population of items. Sortation systems help provide order from chaos by identifying and then routing inventory to its proper destination. Sorting can be performed by a warehouse worker or can be mechanized and or automated/robotic. Exhibit 4-55 shows an example of a mechanized sortation system that is part of a conveyor system. Exhibit 4-55, example of a mechanized sortation system. Workers can sort goods using a simple workstation and a set of procedures. Worker sorting can be assisted with communication systems such as put-to-light solutions. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines put-to-light as a process that uses lights to ensure materials are placed in the correct locations, also used to ensure that picked items are placed correctly. For example, after orders are picked in batches, a worker brings the items to the sorting area. Opposite the worker is a shelf with spaces corresponding to individual orders. Often this is a wall full of pigeonholes called a put wall, with put to light on one side and pick to light on the other side. Pick to light is discussed where picking is discussed. The worker scans an item, and the computer system triggers a light on the pigeonhole space for the correct order and indicates the number of items needed. Workers on one side place items in the pigeonholes, and other workers pick to specific orders from the other side of the wall. For sortation systems that require some combination of mechanized and or automated/robotic tools, the essential components typically include identification technologies and their related warehouse execution systems, conveyors, and mechanized or automated/robotic sorting equipment. Identification technologies and warehouse execution systems. Sortation systems need automatic identification technologies such as barcode or RFID tag readers, barcodes or RFID tags on the items, and a warehouse execution system that controls all of the various subsystems based on information provided by the WMS, data from the readers, and other feedback. Conveyors. A key technology used in sortation systems and many other warehouse systems is the conveyor. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a conveyor as a device following a fixed route that has the capability of moving material between points in a facility. This device commonly is used when there is a high volume of flow along the route. Conveyors minimize required handling. There are two basic types of conveyors. Gravity-fed conveyors are typically made of rollers, and the tilt-a-beach section sends the item to the next location. There is no power source. They are typically easier to reconfigure than powered systems. Powered conveyors are closed loops that are pulled along by a motor. They move on one plane, or they may move items to higher or lower levels. The system includes drive mechanisms and a means to transport goods. These means could include a mat made of different materials, for example, solid rubber or plastic mats, metal slats or woven metal mesh, or overhead hooks from which goods are hung. Bulk conveyors may carry materials in divided sections or bins. Think about the way crushed rock or ore might be conveyed into transport or a storage location. The conveyor may also be located overhead and carry items on trays suspended below the drive chain. Exhibit 4-56 shows some types of conveyors. Exhibit 4-56, conveyor types. Source: Intelligrated, roller. OmniMetalCraft, bulk. Intelligrated belt. All images used with permission. The choice of conveyor is driven by many factors: volume and weight, irregularity, cleaning needs, product security for high-value items. Performance under special conditions, such as low temperatures or high moisture. Conveyors can be combined into complete, highway-like systems with on- and off-ramps and secondary roads, as shown in Exhibit 4-57. Inventory should be moving while on a conveyor. Inventory that is idle on or stacked on a conveyor, with the conveyor being used as a temporary shelf, is a sign of an inefficient or poorly designed materials handling system or a bottleneck requiring attention. Exhibit 4-57, sortation system. Mechanized or automated / robotic sorting equipment. Sorting applications can be combined with complex conveyor systems to deliver picked items to different packing stations. The barcode or RFID tag on the item is scanned as it passes a reader, and the item is shunted off the conveyor using different types of mechanisms. Unit or case sorters include narrow belt sorters combine a series of narrow belts that move goods along the conveyor with powered high-friction rollers or fixed-angle wheels between each narrow belt to divert selected units or cases to side ramps. Sliding shoe sorters can push the item off the belt into another area. These are shown in the foreground of Exhibit 4-57. Sorting of eaches can use sorters such as the following. Bomb-based-style sorters are openings that drop the item into a sorting bin below. Tilt tray sorters are mounted on a conveyor and physically tip the item into a designated chute. Cross-belt conveyors intersect with main belts and pull items into another direction. Garment on hanger, GOH sorters are used with hanging garment rail systems to divert garments to the correct locations. Pouch sorters are similar to garment on hanger sorters as they also use hanging rail systems, but the system has pouches that each hold a single item such as shoes, a book, or clothing identified using RFID on the pouch, which is used also for storage as the item remains in its pouch until it is automatically routed to the picking location. Exhibit 4-58 shows how AMRs or AGVs are now also used for sorting. This example shows a tilt tray. Exhibit 4-58, an AMR or AGV with a tilt tray.